The minhag Yisroel is to read Megillas Rus on Shavuos. And one of the reasons given for reading Megillas Rus is that David, we have a tradition that David died on Shavuos. Perhaps he was also born on Shavuos. But David was Mace Batseris. And that's the tradition we have. So to remember David HaMelech, that he was Nifter, so we read Rus. So there's a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Amin Aleph that talks about David dying on Shabbos. Again, we have another tradition. Not only was it Atzeres, but it was Shabbos that year, because we have a tradition he died on Shabbos, and there's a tradition he died on Shavuos. So put the two traditions together, he died on Shabbos Shavuos. So what happened on Shabbos Shavuos? So the Gemara says somehow he knew Baruch HaKodesh. I think Tosfos and Chagiga Dav Yud Zayin discusses also the tradition about Shavuos and Shabbos. So, and there's a Midrash Rabbah, I think a Midrash Rabbah on Rus, a Midrash on Rus, Paragimo Os Beis. But the Gemara in Shabbos talks about David HaMelech. He had a tradition. He knew he was going to die on Shabbos, but he was able. But he, I guess, in certain time in his life, he used to learn all day, 24 hours a day on Shabbos, and therefore the Malach HaMavis couldn't get him. So finally, one time, the Malach tricked him. He made a tree fall. And I guess for a moment he stopped learning, kind of like the Talmidim of Rebbe stopped praying for him, and he died. Again, the Gemara at the end of Ksuvis. And the Malach came and killed him. So, and that's the Gemara says he was Nifter, and he was Nifter on Shavuos. So that's a tradition that David was Nifter on Shavuos. So the question the Mefarshim ask is, number one, it was Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you have a mitzvah of owning Shabbos, a mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. So so the assumption being that he must have had a Suda. So if he had a Suda, so why didn't the Malach happen while he was eating the Suda and not learning? Why did he dafka have to make the scenario of a tree? So the Mefarshim answer that is, the Mefarshim answer that this guy, so why didn't the Malach get him while he was eating? So the answer was he didn't eat. He fasted. How did he not eat? Isn't there a mitzvah? How did he get out of the mitzvah? Did they say, no, he fasted and he didn't eat. So how did he get out of the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos? Because there's a lach like a tainis chalom, that if you have a bad dream, so therefore you're out of fast. Or it is that it's a tainug that if you have sorrows going on, if you're worried about something, you can't enjoy eating. So the tainig is the fasting. So to hear, David was worried about his death, so therefore he was able to fast, and that was the tainig. So he was exempt from the Suda Shabbos, and therefore the Malach needed the tree to fall down. Parenthetically, so why not to say it's pikuach nefesh if he's going to die? So therefore, he's putter from eating the Suda. That gets into a general discussion, refua derech segula, like the Mishnah in Yuma about eating the lobe of a liver, and going ahead, and sending a guy to another town to go ahead and pray for someone. refuah, you know, even though refuah works, even though tefillah works, but it's not derech hateva. So that's where they point that he couldn't use that. So getting back, so Shabbos, his heter was, it was, his fasting was an oneg, and he was exempt, he definitely needed the tree. However, we know, we said it was Shabbos Shavuos, and Shavuos is a Gemara in Pesachim, Samaches, Amid Beis, HaKol Modim Ba'Teres, Bina Nami Lachem, that there's a Makolkes between Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, you have a steer in the Pesukim, HaSeres Teh Lashem, HaSeres Hashem Olokechem. So Rabbi Yeshua says, Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem, and Rabbi Elezer says, HaKol. So that's the Machokas. That's the Machokas by Sukkot and Pesach. So therefore, we pass on Greg Rabbi Yeshua, and we do Chatzi Lashem Chatzi Lachem. However, the Gemara says, everyone agrees that when it comes to Shavuos, Bina Nami Lachem. So what Chiddush is this? What, in other words, if we pass on anyway Greg Rabbi Yeshua, Chatzi Lashem Chatzi Lachem, so some of them have first and bring down, what's the added chiddush that a kol, that even though normally, let's say out tainis chalom, you're allowed to fast because that's a tainu, it's a shayla v'yapayis on yantiv as well, but let's assume it does for our purposes. However, all agree you can't fast on even if you assume you could fast on Pesach and Sukkot, all agree you can't fast on Shavuos. Because everyone agrees that you need lachem. Why? Because Yom Shin Abot Torah. So by Shavuos, everyone agrees you can't fast. So therefore, David had to eat on Shavuos. So why didn't the Malach happen when he was eating instead of waiting for the tree? So on that, Mefarshim answer is Rashi writes, why do you have to eat? Yom Shadidim Bo Torah is counterintuitive. I would have thought that you can't, that's the day you should be learning Torah all day. So what do you mean you have to eat? See, Rashi writes, why? I think his question is, Laharos, to show, Sh'anos Smechim al Kabbalah Satorah. We have to show that we are happy on Kabbalah Satorah, like the Rama writes, we have flowers and greens, Zechel Simchas Torah. So what is Rashi alluding to? Because a person could be happy, a person, individual, could be happy by fasting, but no one else would know. How do you show someone else that you're mesameach by Kabbalah Satorah? By eating, by having a simcha shel mitzvah. So that's what, so why was David allowed to eat? So David wasn't allowed to fast because everyone agrees there's no fasting, you need lachem, and you can't fast on Shavuos. So why didn't Malach get him? So that's what Rashi is alluding to. Apparently, by eating a Yom Shin Abo Torah, it's by having a Suda, you'd be Megala to everyone about the Simcha Satorah. And therefore, eating on Shavuos, it's like learning, because by eating, you're being magala, you're doing the persume nisa, you're being mefarsim about the Kabbalah Satorah. And apparently, the Malach knew the Shtikl Torah, and therefore the Malach knew by eating on Shavuos that this was like learning, and therefore he couldn't get him. And therefore he had to get him with the tree, cause him to stop learning or stop eating, whatever the case may be. And therefore, that's when he got him. So therefore, to summarize, so we said, David, we have a tradition, David died on the Yontif of Shavuos, and it was Shabbos. So, and we have a Gemara in Shabbos, which says, Daf Lamed, that, and that's Tosfos Chagiga of Yudzayin, is a Medrash Rabbah by Rus. Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, tells us he died on Shabbos, he needed the tree. He was learning all day, and he got him on the tree. They made noise, he stopped warning, and he chopped him. So the question is, what a pikuach nefesh? Why couldn't he? Why do we have to worry about the suda? Because of its derech segula. But how did he get out eating the suda Shabbos? Like a tainis chalom, the taina gives the fasting. So that works on Shabbos, but not on Shavuos, because the kol nami lachem, even if you hold other yom tovim, that you could have a tainis chalom, but the din of Nami Lachem here, the Akoba Inan, that it applies here by Shavuos. So therefore, you're not allowed to fast. So he had the suit. If he had the suit, then why did the Malach happen? Because he said no. Because over here, by learning, by eating on Shavuos, Yom Shin Abel Torah was showing the Simchas Torah. That's like learning, and therefore the Malach had no power. Therefore, he had to drop the tree. And that's the Yisod. And that's why parenthetically, so you can explain as well, some explain. That's why it's called Sudis. When we eat the Malava Malka, Dahi Sudos Adavam. It's a David Malach. Why is it David? Because David, if we learn that David fasted every Shabbos, if he fasted every Shabbos, he must have been... See, Malava Malka is a challenge because you eat the whole Shabbos, so it's a struggle. That's why Matea Boseach HaShnei Seifim, Sudis Rosh Chodesh, Sudis Malava Malka, most people skip over. But what was the Geshmak? What is... This is like David who fasted all day, the geshmak for he had for the eating the David, eating the Sudas David, eating the Malava Malka. That's why it's called David's Malka, because he does it with his Ravas, and we try to imitate David, and therefore we try to also have a Malava Malka, but that's why it's called David's Malava Malka, because he, after fasting Shabbos, he must have been very hungry for the Malava Malka, and therefore it's that he gets